Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Again, this is the day that the Lord He hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, what a privilege it is to give God the praise, to give God the glory, and just bless His holy name. We're in the Christmas season, so Jesus is the reason for the season. Enjoy this song, everyone.
Thank you.
Amen. Oh, night divine, fall down on your knees and hear the angels' voices. Oh, night divine. I tell you, I know Mariah. I know she had to feel the Spirit of God when she was singing that song. If you go to YouTube and search for Mariah Carey, you can listen to this album play in your hearing. Let's listen to another song of her before we go into the Word.
Thank you.
Amen. She was singing joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let her receive her King. And that song, when it got to the end, she started singing, feel that joy. Feel that joy. Can you feel the joy this evening that the Lord brought to this world? Even though things are corrupt and wicked, the world is good, because I told you last week that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. I mean, she's singing Silent Night right now, but this is not a musical. This is our preaching, teaching hour. But I'm just excited. I am so excited about Jesus and his birth and how he came to save us from our sins so that we can have that same joy that he brought to the world. Jesus brought joy to the world. And she said, joy to the people, you and me, joy. To everyone you see, he brought joy. Oh, I thank God tonight for Christ in my life. I thank God for Jesus, because Jesus is all the world to me. I am so happy for the miracles that I have witnessed and the things that God has done for me. I'm telling you, I just can't thank him enough. The songwriter wrote a song saying, I can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name, Jesus. But you know what? There is none like the Lord. And I am so grateful tonight. I'm excited. I'm overwhelmed. There's things going on that I can't talk about. But I said, oh, God, I feel Jesus down in my soul this evening. I'm just so proud to be a participant in the army of the Lord. We sang, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. And I feel good this evening. I want to give a shout out to my sister evangelist Jackie and to our dear mother Janie, who is not with us tonight. And I'm just so happy about the things that God has done for us. This is the first Wednesday night, I believe, in the month of December. Is it the first Wednesday or is it the second Wednesday? I got to look at my calendar just to make sure I got it right. Yeah, the first of the month came in on Friday, and this is the 6th of December. It's the first Wednesday. Lord, we got to go one more Wednesday without our precious Mother Janie. She won't join us until the week before Christmas and the week after Christmas. My God, today, that's a long time to wait to hear our precious Mother Janie. We love her here at Glory United Ministries Blog Talk Radio. I almost said Dr. Scott and I, but my husband is no longer with us. But I enjoy Mother, and I love her, and I thank God for her. But even with that, I thank God for you, and you, Mother Blondie. I haven't spoken with you in a while. I will be calling you soon to say hello and tell you how much I love you. And to those of you that I don't know your number, if you could give it to my sister, I will give you a call, a one-on-one, a conversation with the prophet. Oh, bless his name. I feel Jesus. And this house, God took care of me today, as always, but today, especially today, I was out this morning doing things that I had to do. I just had to do them. And it required that I would leave here before 8 o'clock. I don't play that. I don't usually go out before 11. I try to make all my appointments for around the 11 o'clock hour or a little after 11. But this morning I had to go out early. But you know what? God took care of me because my blood sugar was 329. And I was just sitting still at the traffic light. Not at the traffic light, at the stop sign. And I said, oh, my goodness, why am I sitting here? But I felt so strange. And then I was like I was tranquilized by the light. And then I drove from the stop sign to the traffic light, which was red. And I had to stop there, and I said, something is going on with me. I'm going home. And I kept doing things, and then I got to another traffic light, and the light was red, and I sat there at the red light, and then I decided to put my turn signal on and leave. And then I realized, whoa, the light is still red. I said, God, please, you brought me this far from across town to over near my residence. Now, I know you're going to see me through. Brought me home, and I got in the house, and everything seemed like it was hazy. So I got my blood machine out, and I checked my blood sugar. By me leaving so early, I didn't check my blood sugar. And I saw that it was elevated to 329. That's why I praise him. That's why I thank him all the time. Because he's steady providing for me through him. I could have had an accident with my blood sugar like that. But God allowed me to get back here to the house where I could check myself out. And I took my insulin. And while I was shooting the insulin, I was telling God, thank you, because I could have harmed myself or harmed someone else. But I'm glad tonight. I know Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the season. And the psalmist lets us know tonight, we're going to Psalms 104, I believe. And I need to get my Bible because I've been doing both the phone. I have the version on my phone, which is different from the King James. I have the Living Bible pulled up on my phone. But King James reads a little differently. If I may turn to King James and read from King James tonight. Now I need my glasses. Pray for me. I have all the lights on. The brighter the light, the better you see. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, God is so good, and he's worthy to be praised. Somebody, I'm going to let the music play softly, so if you hear music, it's the Christmas album. Mariah Carey, Luther Vandross is singing now. But Mariah was under the anointing because I could feel it in my body. She was arousing the anointing that I have. And I tell you, I saw her going forward in the Lord. And I'm telling you, I thank God for her. I pray for her, and I bless God for the gift to be able to sing like that, that he put in her. The devil can't give you that. Oh, my God. The only thing the devil can give you is sickness. But my Bible declares that all good and perfect gifts come down from the Father above. So I thank God tonight for the gift that God gave her. It makes a difference in someone's life. She was singing that song. You all need to pull that up so that you can see what I'm talking about. All right, let's go to the Word of God. I promised that I wouldn't be long, but I don't know why I say that every time, because this hour is designated for God. Okay, God bless you again, all of you, and for any bereaved family members out there, you know that we pray for the bereaved all the time and the sick and the shut-in all the time. And I miss my husband because he could open the line and you all will be able to announce your request. But it's okay. Make your request known unto God. And whatever it is that you're asking God for, as long as you're not asking God for amiss, as long as you're not being selfish with your prayer, God will hear your prayer and he will answer you. Now, the situation may be the answer that you want may not be the answer that God's going to give you, but however, God will answer. So I was always taught to say, in Jesus' name, and I was also taught to say, Lord, if it's your will. Because some things that we ask God for is not his will. Because, see, he knows what's best for you. And he knows that whatever that is that you asked him for might look like it's good for you, but in the long run or in the end, it do you more harm than good. Psalms 103 reads like this. I need to change this in this Bible over here. Just one second. Oh, bless his holy name. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Okay, I just changed it. I didn't think it looked right. So I'm reading out of two Bibles tonight. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. It's not about your neighbor, not about your mother, your grandmother, not about your dad, not about your brother, but bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. This is personal. Oh, I can praise God for your benefit. I can praise God for your blessing, but you need to be able to say, I bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I'm going to bless his holy name. And we go over here to the Living Bible. It says, I bless the holy name of God with all my heart. And verse 2 says, yes, I will bless the Lord and not forget the glorious things he does for me. That's the Living Bible. The Living Bible. And we're going back over here with Brother King James. And it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. My God, today. See, God's benefits is greater than the benefit that you get from your job. I received benefits this morning from God when I left here. and things was foggy and hazy and whatever, and God allowed me to do what I left here to do and to return back home safely. How can you forget his goodness? How can you forget the benefits that he gives you on a daily basis where you go about your merry way and nothing happens? You are able to accomplish that what you set out to accomplish. Only God can do that for you. And his son, of course, Jesus Christ. Never omit Jesus. He's been there from the very beginning. He only came down here in the flesh so that you could see him. Because you can't see the Spirit walking. You can feel the Spirit moving, but you can't see it walking. Because that's why Peter failed. He couldn't see the Spirit walking. You know, last week I told you that the Spirit was hovering over in Genesis 1. But Peter, when he could no longer handle it because he could not see any longer that Jesus was with him, he started to sink. But as long as he could feel the presence of the Spirit of God being with him, see, the devil came in and tricked him. God has allowed you to walk on water. And there should be no fool. Okay. Don't you go down to the river and say, God has allowed me to walk on water and jump in and think you're going to walk. I'm not talking about that like that. But God has allowed you to become an overcomer. You're walking on water. Because Jesus says it's possible. He bid Peter come. Walk on the water, Peter. I got you. I got this. But because Peter could no longer feel confident, he failed. And that's what has happened to some of you. You started out with confidence, but when your confidence was destroyed, you failed, no matter what it was you were doing. My mother was an excellent baker. I hit and miss. Sometimes my stuff come out just right. Sometimes it don't. But my mother, I never knew of her to make anything, baking anything, and it didn't come out right. But you see, she had confidence. She was one of the best pie crust makers from scratch in the world. Oh, it's convenient to go to Walmart and pick up a crust from Pillsbury and in the frozen department. You can go into Walmart and get you a crust or Piggly Wiggly or somewhere. They're already in the pan, already mashed in the pan for you. All you have to do is take it home and let it thaw enough to put whatever you want to put in there. But when you need the confidence, that makes the difference. My mother had the confidence that whatever she started, she would finish it. Peter started with confidence, but he got slack in his thought pattern. And just that quick, the enemy was there with you when you started out. You had the confidence that you could run the race. But he shows up and starts telling you that you're not going to win. He starts telling you that you're not going to make it. He starts telling you that there is someone better than you, and he steals your confidence. He can't take the legs, but he gets to the mind. And he steals your confidence, and you're not able to accomplish what you already had sewed up, wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, to allow the enemy to steal your confidence. Don't let that devil, steal your confidence. Tell him that he's a liar. When they start talking to you, telling you that Jesus don't love you, tell him he's a liar. When he tells you you're not going to make it, tell him he's a liar, because Jesus said, through Paul, I can do all things. Paul was confident. Peter started out with confidence and failed because he let the enemy trick him. But Paul made it. And when he got to the other side of what it was that he was trying to accomplish, he had to encourage himself by saying, I can do. I wonder why did he say it like that? Thank you, God, for revelation. I can do. Who was he talking to? The enemy, I believe, was telling him, Paul, you're not going to make it. I don't care what you're saying, what you're doing. Paul, I don't believe you're going to make it. Paul starts to lose his confidence in himself. But he had to encourage himself by saying, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Because God made it possible for us to accomplish many things, but we cannot lose confidence. You still waiting for God to heal your body? Don't lose your confidence in God. He's able. Old lady I took care of in her 90s. Mother was strong as an ox, about 4 feet four. Meaner than a junkyard dog. But she would stand up and say, God is able to carry you through no matter what the devil do. Try Jesus, cause he satisfies. Trust him. He'll be your God. He's able. He's able. He's able to carry you through. Don't lose your confidence. God is able, oh yes, to carry you through. No matter what the devil do, just try Jesus, cause he satisfies. Trust him, oh yes, he will be your God. He's able, he's able, he's able to carry you through. Yes, God is able, yes, to carry you through. Don't lose your confidence. This is the time of the year that they claim a lot of suicide take place because people get depressed around Christmas. That's a shame. Such a beautiful affair, such a beautiful occasion, and it's associated with self-murder. That's a shame that they would take this holiday and say, well, a lot of people get depressed around Christmas. A lot of people get depressed. Well, they think about this and they think about that. They need not to lose confidence and recite the word or repeat, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. So therefore, David said, I'm going to bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, I'm going to bless his holy name. Let's read the book. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all diseases? And over here in the Living Bible says, he He forgives all my sins. Oh, yes. He heals me. Number four said, he ransomed me from hell. My God. He surrounds me with loving kindness and tender mercies. Woo. He fills my life with good things. My mouth is renewed like the eagles. That's the Living Bible. I just won't keep on reading that. There's some good pickings there for you to grab a hold of. He gives justice to all who are treated unfairly. You don't have to fight your battles. God never lost the battle. So let him fight your battle for you. Saul said, if I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battle. Victory is mine. And that's what you have to get in life sometimes. Things going on, you want to get in it. You want to say what you want to say. Just hold your peace. And you'll watch him prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. And guess what? They'll be like MC Hammer. They will look at you and say, can't touch this. Because God is in this. He makes it possible. But you cannot lose your focus. You cannot lose your confidence. We're coming to the close soon of 2023. I'm about to ask the question, where did the time go? And yes, I've had a better year in 23 than I had in 22. So it's getting better. It's getting better. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love the Lord tonight. Who redeems your life from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. Who satisfies your mouth with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. See, I'm reading out of King James now. I went back and read what I read from Living Bible to King James. There's nothing wrong with you having a backup, a follow-up, or whatever you need to have so that you can understand the word fully. Songwriter said, nobody can do me like Jesus. He took care of me today while I was out there. I'm his handmaiden. I'm his servant. Enemy might have wanted to do. God said, no, not today. There's no accident around her today. So Satan, get the hints. I'm going to give her the ability to realize she's not right, but go home and see what's going on with you. And I thank God for Dr. Jesus and my insulin. I thank God for sparing me at the traffic light, the stop sign, and on the highway. That's why it's good to acknowledge God before you even leave your house. When you get in your car, Lord, take me to where I'm supposed to be going and allow me to get there safe and allow me to get back home in one piece. I love Jesus tonight. I love the Lord tonight. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to this. Yes, the weary. Oh, she got a hand up waving, child. I know God real. Woo! Oh, night divine. She's singing it again. Ah, another part of the tape. She's singing this. Let it bless you. That church is going crazy. Because, you know, I'm just going to stop right here and just let the songs bless you this evening. And I'm not going to close out just yet, but I want you to hear this. Amen. We thank God for Jesus on tonight because Jesus truly is the reason for the season. Let's go back to the word of God and I will close out. Oh, bless his name. Oh, the Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins. My God, if God had dealt with me according to my sins, I would not be on Blog Talk Radio. But because he's so merciful and he's so kind, this is what Christmas is about. How much love God had for us. It's not about the gift giving, the turkey, the ham, or the mistletoe. It's not about that. We made it commercial. And that's a way that some people express their love. That Jesus brought joy, and most of the time when there's joy, there's love somewhere involved. But it's not about us. It's about him. And God with his mercy, my God, if he had dealt with you according to your sins, you'd be cut off now, as well as myself. But Christ, God loved us so much, for the scripture declared God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Yes, it's Christmas approaching, according to we know in the United States of America. I don't know how they celebrate Christmas in Honduras. I don't care how they celebrate it. I'm in the United States of America. I was born and raised in the United States of America. And this is when we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Some say he was born in October. He wasn't born in December. I don't care whether he was born on my birthday before I came. But we're celebrating the fact that Jesus came, that Jesus Christ was born. And that's what you need to focus on. Oh, come, let us adore him. She was just singing that. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ, the Lord. She brought out who you're adoring. I could be singing that about my husband. Oh, come. Let us adore him, because my husband is such a great guy. He's a wonderful fella. He's accomplished much. That's what I could be singing about. But she messed you up when she put Christ. But Lord, there's some women that can sing that tonight. Come meet a man. Come meet my husband. He's a great guy. He's a good guy. But he's not Christ the Lord. He might bring joy to you, but he's not Christ the Lord. I know this message is strange, but I'm working with it the way God is releasing it to me. He's downloading it, and I am uploading it by giving it to you, because some things you have to download and upload in order to get what it is that you have to. So God is downloading this into me, and I'm uploading it out to you. My goodness. The verse number, not punished. Let me go back and look at this again. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its places. Remember, it is no more, but the mercies of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant. I'm going on in with this. And to those who remember his commandments to do them, the Lord hath established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word. Heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you, his host, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. In the last verse, number 22, in the 103rd division of Psalms, says, bless the Lord, all his works, all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Let me read the last one over here. Yes, bless the Lord, your armies of his angels who serve him constantly. And the last verse says, let everything, everywhere, bless the Lord. And how I bless him too. The Living Bible closes it out that way. Continue to bless God in this season. We're almost in the end of the year. Almost. There's still time, listen to this, for some to come in this year. And there's still time for some to go. I pray your strength in the Lord. For he has done great things. Bless his holy name. Be careful out there shopping. Ever you go, my bishop said to me once, I said, Bishop Blackshear, I'm on my way to New York. I won't be here Sunday. Because I was taught that you let your pastor, your leader, whatever you call, if you're going away, you let him know or her know. Nowadays we have female pastors like myself. Out of respect, they can't tell you, you can't go, you can't do this or do that. But out of respect, and they pray for you while you're traveling. And I said to Bishop, I said, Bishop, I won't be here next Sunday. I am on my way to New York. I'm going home. And he said to me, daughter, wherever you go, and I want you all to grab this because it's essential. He said, daughter, wherever you go, take the Lord along with you. So I give you that tonight. Whatever you're doing, wherever you go, don't be caught dead without him. Wherever you go, Bishop said, take the Lord along with you. When you're riding in a car, and I had a bubble in my tire, and the whole tire was jumping up and down while I'm driving, and people were riding by pointing to my tire, trying to tell me, pull over. Your tire might just roll right off. And I'm riding, singing and praising God as I'm driving at illegal speed. And I had to go to the bathroom. And I pulled in the rest area. And I saw that big knot in the tire. I got frightened. And I called my husband. I said, Sherman, this tire, and it jumped up and down, and people would point to it. He said, stay there. I'm coming up there. And when my husband got to me at the rest area, about 40 minutes later, I had to wait because of the distance. He took one look at that tire and said, you're not even supposed to have made it here. With those tires blow out while you're driving. It should have been a blowout, my husband said. You were not supposed to make it from New York to Delaware on that tire. And I know you speed up, yeah, about 80. But you see, God's mercy was with me. Because when a tire blow out there, and especially at that speed, you cannot control the car at all. But because God loved me and those that was on the road with me, he protected them. But I was singing and praising God all the way home. And God just dispatched his angel, cover the tire. And my husband came and changed the tire. That's the kind of God we serve. So I want you to take the Lord along with you in these last 3 weeks or so of this month of December. Be careful. But don't go anywhere without the name of Jesus with you. And may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Have a good night until next week now. We'll be back next week because Jesus is the reason for the season, and he brought joy to the world. Good night. I love you all so much. Give me a call sometime. Call my sister. Send her a Facebook message. She'll get it to me. I love you.